Blog Talk Radio.
Thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. You're listening live, to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Those of you who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in as well. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. That's where you can call in, listen live to the show. And if you'd like to leave a comment or opinion, just press the number 1 on your keypad, and I will put you on the air. 516-531-9483. Now, let's see. Today's word of the day is, okay, I got a taciturn. Taciturn. T-A-C-I-T-U-R-N. Taciturn. Taciturn is an adjective, and it means temperamentally disinclined to talk. Temperamentally disinclined to talk. Can't really put my finger on that one, but maybe you guys are familiar with that one, you know? You guys are way smarter than I am. What else? Our weather for today. Right now it's 77 degrees in the ATL. We're looking at a high today of 88. Possible thunderstorm around 2-3 o'clock this afternoon. Higher chance at 6. So another chance late tonight. So, you know, possible showers tonight. Probably a small, short downpour. And then Thursday, looking at partly cloudy, 87. Friday, partly cloudy, 88 degrees. Okay. And then maybe a little, you know, scattered shower on Saturday. Okay. Again, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show. And welcome, welcome, welcome. Those of you who are listening via cell phone, landline, Facebook, Twitter, however you're listening to the show. Again, thank you guys for tuning in. Now, before I get into the show, I want to preface the show with this. You know, this show isn't meant to harm anyone or be rude or anything like that. That's not my intentions. My intentions here are to teach. I mean, you know, I'm here to learn just like you are, you know. And what I mean by that is that, you know, this is information. This is information that anyone and be conscious of at some point, if they ever are in some type of situation. Okay? So, you know, and especially ladies, okay? Especially ladies, because ladies should know this. And if this happens to them, or this is, you know, about to happen, or just a split second of it happening, then, you know, your brain should grab this and be conscious about what possibility there could be. See what I'm saying about this show is that, you know, who knows where, who knows, right? So, you know, you may know about this, you know, all you guys are smart, and you guys may know about this. You may be saying, Frank, this is a myth, a omnomer, or whatever, okay? But just to be knowledgeable of this is what I'm doing, okay? Nothing to hurt anyone or say about anyone or anything, okay? It's just knowledge. And I think it may be good knowledge. It's credible. So credible is good, right? So let's look at that and not, you know, turn it in the wrong way, okay? And so I went and grabbed some, you know, a couple of articles, and, you know, and read through them and figured out which one may be best for the show. All right? Now, today's episode is entitled, How is Air Dangerous to Women When Entered In Through a Certain Part of the Body? Okay? And you know, some of you guys get my show notes through text and things like that each day. And, you know, your episode may be entitled something different. Okay? But this is the same. All right? And here's what's the deal. I asked the question online. I Googled it. Is it okay for my guy to blow air into my vagina? And I didn't, I didn't search for that. I searched for, is it dangerous for air to be blown into a woman's vagina? Okay. And this is the hard facts, okay? I kept this article from Cosmopolitan, and you can go to it and just search this, and this will come up for you. It's a simple, short answer to it all, okay? And again, the reason I wanted to do this show is because you know, I heard some women talking about going to a place where, you know, they're going to have some type of air, you know, put inside of them, okay, that supposedly may cleanse them, okay? So I thought immediately, because I heard this before, is that, man, You don't want air to blow up in there. You know what I'm saying? You don't want somebody to forcefully or purposely blow air into your vagina. And here's why. It says, sometimes my guy blows air into my vagina when he's giving me oral sex. I've heard this can be dangerous. Is it? And then it says, actually, this is one strange rumor that is not all hot air. If your guy forms a seal around your vagina with his lips and forces air inside without allowing it to escape, bubbles can form, which travel through the opening into the cervix up into the uterus, where they may be absorbed into the bloodstream. If at any point the air bubbles block a blood vessel, especially one that leads to the brain or heart, it could cause a stroke, heart attack, or even death. However, the chances of that happening are pretty slim. For one thing, blowing air into the vagina is dangerous only when you're below the belt, blood vessels are engorged due to hormonal changes that occur during menstruation or pregnancy. Your guy will have to be puffing darn hard to put you at risk. Okay? So if gentle blowing on your genital area feels good, you've got nothing to worry about. But if you're at all concerned, ask your guy to stick to other titillating techniques. So, you know, that's the deal. And again, this, you know, this show is about education. Okay. This may have been happening to you, you know, for a long term, and you're great with it and everything's worked. But I'm sure that there has been some problems before from someone, you know, blowing air into the vagina. Okay? So it's like a 50-50 thing. It is, and it's not. You with me? It's like it is dangerous, but not really. So that's the thing. And what I'm looking for here is just to educate, not only to educate you, but to educate myself. I look at this as something that that really, really said, you know, this or that, and this tells it all. So it can be dangerous, right? It can be dangerous for air to be blown into a woman's vagina. But, you know, if it's not like a something forceful and purposely blowing the air up there, then just a gentle blow would be sufficient. If that's what she likes, hey. I do what she likes, right? So my whole thing was not to, you know, not to shock or anything like that someone, but just to educate. Okay, this is just a you know, way to put something out there. Okay, and you know, I know that I have a lot of female listeners, a lot of male listeners, and, you know, if I can teach someone or educate someone, share with someone something that, you know, could potentially save their lives, that's what I want to do. And if that's what I've done today, hey, I'm with it, right? Okay, so I'm gonna send out something small to my show note people, and but you know, I may not. Okay, it is what it is. We grown folks. You know what I'm saying? And again. If you listen to the show, you would know that it's about education. Education. That's all I'm doing. Educate. Okay? So, hey, that's about all the time I had today, guys. Thank you for tuning in to the show. Thanks for tuning in to the show. And I appreciate you guys so much. You just don't understand. Okay? I really do appreciate you guys. And take care of yourselves and your families. And I'll see you in about 23 and a half hours. This is Frank. I'm over. And I'm out. See ya.
The chickens like bye-bye, money changing colors like da-da. I'm just trying to get it, I ain't trying to die. No, she got a big ol' onion food that made the world cry. In the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it. Hold them bands down, hey. Hold your man down, hey. Who told you come around? Who? Get that trap sound. Designer, gold, fashion, show, trap, how made it, gold. Control the bag now, control. No need to brag now, no need. Hey, put the mask down, man. Like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. I'll take a whip it intermission, let the birds fly. I get money, turn no vision through my third eye. Money, then that skillet, watch me flip it like the fire guys. Black and white pilgrim, check out the ceiling, look at the blue sky. I keep a dick, check, yeah, boogie, they sit on my lip. I don't regret, yeah, I'm petting, I don't got a debt. You crawl, but you wrong, you can't ball. Dogs on the wall, we gon' ball when you breathe. Stop.
to copy me. Life's Monopoly, go copy some letters and property. AP, Rose, pink diamonds, wool. Whip up your soda, diamonds off the road.
Keep watching me.
Like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen wrist, just like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen wrist, just like a stir fry.